my name's Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of
17th of January 2018, and this is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Sexual expression in people with dementia. There are very few studies about sex in older people with dementia. In fact, there are not many studies about sex between older people, especially in long-term care facilities. Although one previous JAN Interactive blog entry did look at sex between older people in care homes. However, a study from Spain by Vilar et al., published in 2017 in JAN, aimed to explore staff responses in terms of common practices towards partnered sexual relationships in long-term care facilities where one or both people involved have dementia. The article from the study is titled Staff's Reactions Toward Partnered Sexual Expressions Involving People with Dementia Living in Long-Term Care Facilities. The authors surveyed over 2,000 staff in over 150 nursing homes in Spain by presenting a vignette of situations with older people with dementia in sexual situations and asking, what do you think most of your colleagues would do in this situation? Unsurprisingly, such situations were viewed as problematic, especially if only one partner had dementia. Older and more experienced respondents were less supportive of such sexual activity. Likewise, professional and senior staff were less supportive than care assistants. The authors concluded this study adds to the body of knowledge on long-term care facility staff practices regarding the management of sexual relationships involving persons with dementia, by highlighting the lack of a consistent and prevailing supportive response to this activity, and also the high frequency of restrictive practices, particularly when just one person with dementia is involved, and providing staff with clear guidelines regarding the management of specific sexual situations might be particularly useful.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.
Between pages, memories pressed.